views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me. We were talking about appreciation.
Yeah.
And how sometimes we forget to give it. And, you know, we also like to receive it. You know? Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know, it. Like I said, it just makes it's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely.
It really is. You know, it doesn't make sense and to hold back. And, you know, I understand a lot of people, it's not within their demeanor to be like that.
I can't understand that.
They feel like if they give too much, seriously, if they show too much appreciation, they feel like they're losing ground or losing power with their employees or with whoever.
Right.
And so therefore they don't show appreciation. Unfortunately, my father growing up, I mean, he was the biggest,
Let's not say that word, but he was that word.
Yeah. My father was the most difficult person to grow, one of the more difficult people to grow up with. And I, even though I understood it and why.
You still can't emotionally.
It was just very difficult to live with. And his parents never paid any compliments to anybody upon anything, ever.
Oh, so this is a cycle.
So being that he had four sisters, three that were older, one that was younger. And so he was always suppressed. He always had a suppress. So once he finally broke away from them, I'm king of the castle. I'm going to do whatever.
Now,
but he ended up becoming one of them.
I would think being one boy and four sisters, it would be just the opposite. Like he would have been the king. I remember how my son was.
No, they were all power control freaks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he had a younger brother, too. All power control freaks.
Really?
Yeah.
My son was like so mothered, it was ridiculous. He was mothered to death, literally. And he was like always the king of the castle. It was always, you know, he would always, the way I would describe him was he was the rooster in the hen house.
Okay.
And he would have all the chickens in control. Do you understand? If one of the chickens got out of line with mommy, he would be the one to bring them back into the pen and to control them.
Okay.
And he was like my right-hand man, you know? And when I lost him, I lost my rooster, you know?
Yeah.
But believe me, that came with a lot of benefits for him. You know, they would always cater to him. It was always make sure and Michael never did his chores because one of the girls, he always had a reason or a way to make one of the girls do his chores.
No.
There was always something, yeah. He had them all corralled in.
Talk about charisma.
Forget it. Get it. This kid was like inhuman. That's the charisma. And he didn't only have it with the girls. He had it with everybody.
Yeah.
There wasn't one person who ever knew him that did not adore him. Unbelievable he was. I only wish to God you knew him in life. I mean, I know you know him in spirit because
right.
He comes to you all the time. I'll be sitting there with Artie and we'll be quiet. All of a sudden, Artie starts laughing. And I mean laughing to the point where he's giggling. I mean really laughing. I'm looking at him, saying, what the hell's the matter with you? What's so funny? You got a feather in your butt? And he's telling me, I have a feather in your underpants? He goes, no, Michael's here with me, and he's cracking me up. And that's the way he certainly was.
Right, and it annoys Sky when she's in a moment of wanting to be serious, and I'll look at her, and I'm like smiling, like about to laugh.
No,
or I'm
you're cracking out.
Or
like,
I start laughing, and Sky's trying to be serious, and she looks and she goes, what? Like, why are you doing this? And then all of a sudden, I'll just mention that, you know, something with Michael, and today it happened too, where Sky is talking serious, and I just looked at her. And I was smiling at her, and she was like, it's like, stay in the zone with me,
yeah.
Right?
Focus, focus. You can't focus if Michael's in your ear. You can't. And he knows that, and he knows it pisses me off, so he makes you do it.
What used to get my daughter really agitated when she was crying about something, when she was younger, my daughter Rebecca, when she was younger, and she would, want to, yell at me or scream or cry, and I would start making goofy faces, and I'd do things to start making her laugh. And she would start to laugh, and she started to hit me because she didn't want to laugh. She wanted to remain angry. And so she used to hit me. And I would make her laugh the more she tried to hit me and make her laugh. And she hated it because that's screwing with somebody's emotions.
I'm going to hit you next time. But I can't hit him because he's with Michael. And I know that Michael was a kibitzer from the word go. So I know it's really not Artie's fault. I know what he's putting him through. And he's just cracking up to the point where he's got tears in his eyes. And I'm saying, what the hell is so funny? Share this with me. And then he can't even get it out. And I go, oh, the two of you.
Speaking about laughter, last night we went to, me, Sky, Richie, and Allison, we all went to the Stress Factory in Edison.
We had a blast.
And we laughed so hard.
My face.
We had such a great, great time. And, I was saying that we got to go out more often to comedy clubs and just to have a good laugh, you know? And
I'll tell you why. Not to interrupt you again.
That's all right.
No, but... And we did it on such a perfect day, hump day, you know?
What do you mean hump day?
Hump day, Wednesday.
Wednesday? Oh, Wednesday, hump day, okay.
And it made the whole week lighten up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We had a break in between, and how great was that?
To take a break from life.
Yes.
To get away from the reality of life and just have a really, really, good
nice
time.
Nice time. Audie, my face still, I have pain in here, in my cheeks.
I was laughing so hard where I literally, at some times, I was like, I had tears in my eyes and stuff like that.
I thought you were going to fall right off the chair.
I was buzzed. I very, very rarely get buzzed. Very rarely. And I'm a lightweight drunk by far.
Yes.
I had three Heinekens and I was
sheets to the wind.
Yeah. And so that's why we needed to go. We went to a diner afterwards, the munchies
great.
At night. So we needed to go to, whatchamacallit? We need to get someplace to eat just to get in our system and stuff.
But let me tell you, he doesn't drink. I really don't drink. And last night I had a double scotch because believe it or not, folks, it has no carbs in it. So that was good. So I had a double scotch and I was there sipping it and my eyes were crossing. And I said, whoa, because I never, ever drink. I never drink. So I ordered a glass of water with lemon. I said, this has got to stop it. But nevertheless, there were some really funny guys.
Oh, they were hysterical. Oh, and that young kid, I wish I knew his name.
I said that also to the audience. He was 14 years old. Audience.
14 years old. He looked like he was about 20. He looked he has the charisma of a young John Bon Jovi.
Absolutely.
You know, this young kid, he had long brown hair and very handsome dude. And what a voice and what special talent and energy. God, I wish I knew his name.
That's what my grandson Damien looks like.
Really?
Yes, but he's much more handsome even.
Really?
He's got hair down to his waistline.
Wow.
Black and straight as nails. I got to show you a picture of him. He's so
I wish
handsome.
I had that kind of hair.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. He's absolutely gorgeous.
How old?
Damien is 21.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Well, wait, is he the one that's going away?
He's going to the military, folks.
Oh, well, there goes all that hair.
I know.
He should donate it to Locks
of
Love.
Oh, he does. He does that all the time.
Oh, really?
Yes. His hair grows.
Oh, God bless him.
Yes. His hair is about 3-4 inches past his waistline. And when he braids his hair, it's at his waist. So figure that out.
Where does he live?
He lives in Pennsylvania.
Oh, he's in PA.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's the most beautiful boy I have ever seen, not because I'm his grandmother or anything, but because he really is. Where's my phone? I want to show you his picture. He is magnificent.
Well, you'll show it to me off the air.
I know,
it's not like everybody else. I don't know.
Well, anyway, he is absolutely beautiful. He was a little string bean as he was growing up. When I say string bean, so skinny.
Oh, me and him both. I was a skinny thing with this large, tremendous amount of hair. I was like a walking Q-tip. I mean, I had a tremendous amount of hair. I mean, I was the sixth Jackson of the Jackson Fathers. They kicked me out for being too white and Jewish, though.
Oh, that is so funny. But Damien is going into the service, and wow, God bless him in a way. I'm so proud. I'm so proud. But in another way, my heart is aching.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is he going? Where is he being stationed?
I don't
Do you know
exactly. He's not telling me anything until I see him on the 7th.
Okay.
And I had plans to go to Lilydale to take a class with Tony Stockwell, but I'm canceling that because he's way more important than that.
Of course.
And I'm going to go and stay at his house for a few days and wish him my fondest love and blessings and make sure that he knows that my heart will always be with him. And I miss him already. But this is going to make him a man. Not that he's not. He's so responsible. Very good worker. Actually, he's like a Reiki master.
Really?
Yes, he is.
Oh, could heal a lot of people then.
Yes, yes. Just by looking at him heals you. He's so gorgeous.
Wow.
This man is unbelievable.
I'll tell you, I would never make it in the military. I just resent so much all that arrogant yelling, screaming, do this, do that, get up.
You would kill somebody.
I couldn't. There's no way.
I think it would break you.
I mean, granted, I had this with my father growing up.
That's why I'm saying.
I had enough of that crap.
Yeah, this would push you over the line into a very dark place.
All right, everyone, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Thank you. atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That was a great song. Thanks, Brian. Got some really good songs working today, I'll tell you.
You're working it, guy.
I'm telling you. You know, we have a girl waiting very patiently. Her name is Cricket from New Jersey. Cricket, are you there?
Well, she actually hung up, so you can carry on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cricket, if you want to call back, feel free. Sorry about that.
You know what? This topic for this segment is, if you keep an open mind to everything, to anything and everything, the opportunities in your life are endless. You know, to try new things, to work things, to better yourself. There are so many people who allow themselves to be caught in a rut where they're so stuck in the same old, and it's something that they've grown comfortable with, but yet they're afraid to try new ventures, try to, you know what? Right. What I'm doing, which I've never done before.
You're going out of your comfort zone?
I'm going out of my comfort, and I'm trying new foods.
Yes.
And
that's good.
Yeah, and I'm not, I'm pretty, I always tell people, when it comes to food, I really stink. I'm not flavorful.
He's a burger boy.
Yeah, big time. Burger and pizza, and that's about it.
Here he comes with a bun and a bun. That's a burger boy.
I never heard that one.
Yeah.
But when it comes to life, you know, I'm all out there. But like I said, if you try new ventures, step out of your comfort zone, if somebody suggests something new to you to maybe better yourself, better your business, try new foods, visit new places.
Yes, I'm all
just
that.
To step outside.
Yes.
Just step outside of your comfort zone a little bit. You're going to be very, very surprised.
Yes.
On what you're going to experience.
I'm glad you realize that for a change.
And if something doesn't work out, you know, if something doesn't work out, it's not the end of the world. At least you tried it.
Yes.
You know, so it's... You know, it would be foolish for you not to try something new.
Yes.
And for some of you, someone new.
Well, many people knew.
Right. Because if you don't know, everyone else does.
Exactly. And you're right. You shouldn't allow ridiculous things to hold you back. Like, I could see maybe if you had second thoughts about bungee jumping off a 4,500-story building. Well, maybe I would say yes. That's a little dangerous. But when it comes to everyday life and something like trying food or experiencing maybe going to a museum that you weren't always thinking that could be very dull, or if you, you know, experience, let's say, going on a roller coaster, you know, those are different. Like, those are, like, understandable things that you can give a whirl to. I mean, let's face it, some people like it, some people don't, but got to give it a try to find out if you're in what category.
People always ask me what can I do to build up my confidence? If you want to build up your confidence, start doing things out of your comfort zone. If you try something new once a week, if you try something new once every other week or once a month, whatever, but to do something new, to try something new.
Yes.
And to tackle these situations, your confidence level is going to build up because you're going to realize that all this time you were caged in your own self-doubt, you were caged in your own fear, and that's all it is.
It's
a self-fulfilling prophecy of fear.
Absolutely.
Because you're afraid of the unknown, and what if I screw up?
Exactly.
And what if you fall on your face?
Yes.
And what if you made a mistake? And guess what? Who gives a crap? Honestly,
right.
Who really cares?
It's a personal gain, a personal goal. And it's important.
So don't be afraid to try something new. Keep an open mind to other opportunities,
absolutely,
to other situations. You know, a lot of people, what's interesting, because I think a lot of us are guilty of this, you'll hear great advice from the people who are closest to you.
That's right, you will. But take that advice.
But when somebody else says it, they'll take the advice. But then when it comes from their spouse or their partner or their kids or whatever, and other family members, they're always telling what to do or how to do. But then as soon as somebody else comes up with it, where it's an acquaintance, a friend, even a stranger, and they give them the advice, all of a sudden they're more apt to it.
Yes.
And the thing is, a lot of people have these defensive walls that are sky high that they're not willing to listen to their partner in life or whoever, because, you know, again, you have these defensive walls. It just, I'm not going to give them the satisfaction.
Yes.
And what's the biggest, I would say the biggest fault that people do is to defend yourself even when you know you're wrong.
Yes.
People hate to admit when they're wrong.
I don't care.
And no, but there are a lot of people who do. They will fight tooth and nail because they don't want to give this.
And knowing that they're wrong?
Yeah. They don't want to give the satisfaction of the doubt to the other person.
No, that's silly. But you know what? That's pretty stereotypical with narcissists. People who think that, you know, and that's sad because when you feel that you can't learn something from somebody, that's like your life being over. Because you think you know it all, and basically it's all in your head. You don't know it all. So the day that you stop learning is the day you stop living.
Right.
Isn't that so?
The day you stop trying, the day you stop living your life, you're dying inside. You know, it really is. It's healthy to go out there and to, like I said, try new things, go out with your friends, go out with family members, just even maybe getting out of the house.
That's right.
And unfortunately, and I know Sky has definitely had these hard times, that when you lose somebody who you really love, a lot of people stop living their life or stop going out.
Yes.
Because they're not up for it. They just can't. You know, fall into a depression.
And that's right. That goes into the category of falling into a depression. And nobody wants to be dark and in a dark spot like that. But you can protect yourself from that.
And we're going to protect ourselves more right after this commercial break. So stick around, everybody, because Scott and I are going to be right back. So stick around.
We're going to eat.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we're talking about appreciation right now. And, you know, it's nice to acknowledge somebody's great, their nice gestures. And it's nice to be acknowledged, you know? Like sometimes when I'm during the course of the day and I'm doing special things for people, which I'm usually always doing, and I'm really focusing this to my family. I try to do for my family what any normal wife or mother would do, their kids, their husband, you know, friends. And sometimes when you do it on a daily basis, it becomes taken for granted. That's the best way I could put it. Like, they'll expect it. I'll give you for instance. My son always, I used to make fry bread every day. Well, if there was a day that he didn't see fry bread on the kitchen table.
Who's he?
My son.
Okay.
He used to say, Mommy's sick. Something's wrong with Mommy. Where is her? Let's go. Where is she? Let's go find her. And he used to literally come to me and say, are you all right, my sister? Do you feel okay? Because he saw the bread on the table that I made fresh every single day. And when he didn't see it there, he just assumed Mommy's sick. Never did he say thank you, Mom, for the times that they were there. But he noticed when it wasn't there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. A lot of people don't appreciate who or what they have until they're no longer there.
Exactly.
You know, and this happens countless times.
Unfortunately, in our business, we hear of that a lot.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
Way too much.
And, you know, sometimes you cannot, sometimes, you know, especially when people have deep-rooted situations that's been going on and going on and going on, and you know, again, it becomes a pattern habit. And, you know, when somebody is just so wonderful and they're still taking advantage of this person, in so many of my reads, I've experienced this countless times where the girls desperately did not want to leave their relationship. And I would say to them, and it's happened just recently as far as in one of my reads, I said, the only time he's going to appreciate you, unfortunately, it's after you're no longer in the relationship.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And so...
you remember the worth of the person.
You remember the worth of the person because...
You're doing what that person used to do for you.
Right.
So you're doing it all, and then you're realizing, oh my God, my day is like consumed with these things that I'm not used to doing, and oh my God, the person that I have tossed to the curb really deserved a lot more than I was giving him or her.
So, yeah, like I said, if you're not fully being appreciated in the moment, unfortunately, there are people who are just stuck.
Yeah.
And it's not until they don't, you know, because they're going to keep on being a jackass to you so long as you stay there with them and you keep on yelling at them
and accept it.
And you can yell and bitch and complain all you want. And guess what? They're still not going to change because you keep on accepting it and you're not moving anything. But if you keep on accommodating the person and accommodating the person and accommodating the person, forget about you just leaving them. But you're not only you're not leaving them, but you're staying there. And you're accommodating all their needs. It's like, why should they change? There's no reason for them to change. Yeah, they hear you bitching and complaining.
No motives.
But there's no motivation. There's no, because they could be at that level, at that lower level. And because they know, well, you're not going anywhere. And they take it for granted. You're not going anywhere.
Right.
And so what happens is that, you know, all of a sudden you have that one moment's breaking point, and then you leave. And then finally, the person gets it. And this is what helps create people who are narcissists. So as soon as they feel that they're about to lose somebody, all of a sudden they step up their game.
Yes.
And it's not a permanent situation. It's only temporary to keep you there. And then all of a sudden, you allow this to fall into a rut again.
Right.
And you get back into that routine again. And you go, why did I fall for that? Why did I fall for that?
Right.
And you're hoping that this person is true blue and that they're going to stay that way. And that they're going to stay okay. And that's what you're hoping for. And unfortunately, a lot of times, they don't. Once in a blue moon, they might pull a shorthand goal on you and score a big one for you. But, you know, again, there's a saying, a leopard doesn't change its spots. So there's a difference between acting nice and being nice.
Yeah.
And when you're acting nice, that's what it is. It's an act. And when you're being nice, it's from your heart and it's who you are.
Right.
And so you want the person to be able to really
appreciate.
Right. I wanted to say again to anyone who's maybe just joined us, we have a special dear friend by the name of Shirley Bunting, and she needs all your love, all your prayers, and all your Reiki healing energy. She has some head injuries in regards to cancer, I believe. And she could really, really use your help. We sent word out last week, and she said it made a huge difference. There was a significant improvement with her health. There was a big difference. So if you could please, within your heart, find the time to send your love and prayers and healing energy to Shirley Bunting, it will be greatly, greatly appreciated. And not only for herself, but her family members, too. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you kindly. And, you know, again,
Harley, too.
Oh, yeah. And for Harley, please send love, healing energy and to Harley, her dog, her Mastiff, who has bone cancer. And he's in the 11th hour of life. And we just want to make his transition as smooth and as beautiful as possible.
Yes.
And, you know, either whether it be your healing energy helping to make him better or your healing and love to help him through his transition in life. But just to make life easier, not only for the dog, but also, you know, Sky's family. So from my mouth to God's ears,
yes.
May God bless you and everybody else who's a part of all this beautiful, loving energy. So
it's so appreciated, folks. You have no idea.
All right, everyone, stick around because Sky and I, we have a few more minutes to talk to you. So stick around and we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Star in the faith of the sky.
That was Daniel with Elton John, and I'm such a big fan of Elton John. I love just about all his music, and the guy's filled with so much charisma and so much talent. How cool is that, where you write these songs that a majority of the world appreciates, you get to sing them over and over again, you travel around the world, you make more money than small countries. And it's like amazing to have such a lifestyle at doing something that you love to do. And
that's a good job.
You know, but the moral of the story is when you do something that you just love to do so much, and if you don't like what you're doing, you don't have to be a slave to your job. You don't have to be a slave to your relationship. You don't have to be a slave to anybody or anything. Just do what makes you happy. Forget about how you were raised in Catholic school. Forget about how you were raised in certain families, you know, where with all the guilt, or the Italians, how you were raised, you know, dealing with the guilt, the Jewish guilt. We all got guilt.
We all have guilt.
You got to let it go. And do what makes you happy, what fulfills your heart. And if it doesn't satisfy everyone else's expectations, that's okay. The bottom line is that you're fulfilling your heart and your dreams. And people go, oh, but that's so selfish. Oh, well, I can't
it's
do
not.
That. And I always tell people, it's okay to be selfish and self-love. It's always okay to take care of yourself.
Absolutely. And, you know, God wants you to be fulfilled. God wants you to have a great experience here. Because don't forget, this is a school. He wants you to be fulfilled in every single way.
Keep an open mind, all right? And do something for yourself. And don't feel guilty that when you finally have time on your hands, that you feel like you have to be doing something for somebody, or doing more work around the house. Take time out to go to the beach, take time out to go to the movies, to call that friend, to go out to dinner, to go for that walk, to go to the gym. Take time out to sleep a little more. Take time out to sleep on the hammock, to read a good book. Take time out to play with your dogs in the park, to play with your kids in the park.
Yes.
Take time out to go to the Broadway show.
Absolutely. Or the comedy club.
Or go to the comedy clubs. Take time out for yourself and make yourself happy.
Yep.
Make your days more fulfilling. Now, talking about fulfilling and being fulfilled, if you want to be fulfilled with a really, really, really good reading on a private note by Sky or myself, and you won't be disappointed, I promise you, Sky's number is 908-500-1474, and my number is 877-ANGEL-02, or check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com. No, ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And you could Facebook us, and we would love to hear from you.
Oh, so absolutely.
Yeah, Sky Siegel or Artie Hoffman. And, you know, and I post up some really interesting things.
He gets
quite a few times
in the middle of the night, folks. He wakes up.
I get inspired.
And he just writes, and it's really cool.
Yeah, and I get inspired by these beautiful thoughts and messages, and I share it with the world, and it's really cool.
It is
cool.
You
know, so I want you to, check it out.
Check it out.
Like it's nobody's business. You got to check it out.
Check it out.
You know, so I hope that, you know, we were able to inspire you to be able to step out of your comfort zone, to bring you some happiness, to bring you some new thoughts to your life.
Yes, and be inclined to say thank you and not take people for granted.
Yeah, definitely don't take people for granted and don't allow people to take you for granted.
Just a little thank you goes such a long way. It makes you feel appreciated and that it's not coming to the other person, that you have done something special and you are special in their lives.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's that time to wrap up. And I just want to say from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. May the angels always nurture your heart and favor you and your family and whatever it is your causes that you wish to happen in your favor. Don't be afraid to ask God or the angels for anything, and always know that you're worthy of God's love and of your own self-love. Don't be afraid to say, I love myself.
Yes, and I hope all your wishes are fulfilled.
Forever and ever. All right, everyone, so until next week, you stay happy and healthy, and keep on rocking and a rolling, baby. It's all up to you.
God bless you guys.
Take care. Next week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.